Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Dr. Aaron Oaksall, and I'm going to introduce Dr. Aaron in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day, and I know we're all busy, to share here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, I always say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You want to be of service. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. You know, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time is well spent. You know, because most of these shows, in fact, I think all of these shows, you can leave with tips, things to change, things to think about to improve your business. And so I'm so excited that you're joining us today because Dr. Aaron has such awesome stuff to share with us. I'm going to get to her in just a moment. But, you know, I always want to remind you before I get into our show where you can find the Holistic Entrepreneur. It's lots of different places. Probably the easiest place to get all the links to all the other networks that the show appears on is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com, and all of the links are there for you. They're just the icons. You click on the icon and poof, you're there. Whether you want to listen on iHeartRadio or iTunes or wherever, or, you know, we're just in so many countries now over the world, and I am so thrilled that we get to share these messages. So without further ado, allow me to introduce Dr. Aaron to you. Dr. Aaron Oaksall is a clinical psychologist and a business success coach. She's the founder of Massive Business Success Coaching and helps business owners and entrepreneurs make money doing what they love and creating massive business success. Dr. Aaron loves combining the science of behavioral psychology and peak performance as well as coaching to help people take their business to the next level. She believes that you can do what you love and love what you earn at the same time. In addition to being a business coach, she's a corporate trainer, a professional speaker, and an international best-selling author. She is a regular columnist at a lifestyle magazine for female entrepreneurs in Northern Nevada and California. Erin and her husband, Garth, live in Reno, Nevada with their three children, Grace, Emily, and Zachary. Join me now in welcoming Dr. Erin to the show. Well, welcome, Aaron. Thank you so much for joining the Holistic Entrepreneur today. I am so excited and really looking forward to sharing all your wisdom and insights. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Sure. So I am a psychologist by training, and I was one of those, I don't know, unique people that just knew what she wanted to be when she grew up. And I knew from a very early age that I wanted to be a psychologist and I wanted to help people. And that's what I did. And I absolutely love my career as a psychologist. I have a private practice where I live. And I would say in the last 6 years, my life really, really changed through a series of many events of working in corporate America, working 60 hours a week, raising three small children, and that really doing me in, quite, to be quite honest. My husband and I just looked at each other and we said, we got to do life differently. And it meant working me less and being home more. And through that process, I was able to actually think about myself and how to grow myself. And I dove into, and what I call, I like to say I got another PhD in personal development. I mean, I consumed every self-help book. I mean, I always was a reader of them, but I dove in and I started a online business business. And so I just consumed for the last 6 years podcasts and YouTubes and everything I could get my hands on how to grow a successful business and how to grow myself, and hired my own coaches. And through hiring my own coaches, I thought to myself, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I would love to do that. And I think after 15 years of really focusing on pathology in my private practice, I wanted to focus on possibility. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I asked myself, can I do this? I'm going to go do this. And I've figured it out since. And so that really launched an expansion of my psychology practice into being a success coach for business owners and entrepreneurs.
Oh, absolutely. And psychology is so much part of that anyway. So it,
that's what I thought.
Yeah. That's a great story. And I think that you're like many other people that it's like, okay, what am I really here to do? You know, and where can I make the biggest impact? And so I'm so excited to have you share with us a little bit more about your journey, because I know you and I have talked a little bit before that it's got to start with mindset. So tell us a little bit about your take on that. Why is mindset really so important? I mean, some people just miss that whole step and then they're not successful for a long time or ever. And there's a reason why, right?
Absolutely. Well, so mindset is just a fancy word for what we think. Mm-hmm. And there is this great saying that goes something like this: businesses are won or lost in the 6 inches between your ears. And that always struck me. And, you know, I liken a business to kind of driving a car. So if we use that analogy, and our businesses are our vehicles, so they take us to our destination, whether that's impacting the world, growing ourselves financially, all of the above. But really, we're only going to get to our destination by the state of the driver, right? And so these backseat drivers can pop up, like doubt, fear. Am I worthy? Am I good enough? Can I really charge that? What will people think of me? All that stuff is going to either kind of break down our vehicle or keep us going. So I learned that when I flex the muscles of my brain and personal development and my mindset, the success and the money followed. Mm-hmm. And so I know what I know what I know, and I know that that is the requirement to have what we want in life, because you can have all the strategy in the world, all the science in the world, all the plans in the world, and if you don't have the mindset to believe that you're worthy of it, that it's possible for you, that you can charge what you're worth, none of that's going to happen.
I love that, and I so resonate with that. And there's one word in there that you use that I really attach to, and that's belief. I often say that belief is the best gift that we can give ourselves, because nobody can give it to you.
No.
You have to choose to believe that you're worthy, that you can charge enough, that everything's going to be fine. And so many people miss this whole, whether you call it mindset or what we think or whatever, there's so much to do as a new entrepreneur. I got to learn this. And they spend time doing things and they don't spend time on cultivating that foundation of a good mindset and belief in themselves.
Yeah, I always used to hear that, Bonnie. You know, the first step, you got to believe. And I'm like, I believe. Really? I was not believing. Like, I can't believe anymore. Like, okay, I want this. I thought the belief was like, I know I want this. And that strategy of mm-hmm. wanting it more was not the requirement. It was truly believing that mm-hmm. I was worthy of it. And the coolest thing ever is we have a technology in psychology where we know how to train the brain and rewire it to believe something that maybe it's never believed before. And people just sometimes get stuck to no fault of our own. You know, I like to think of the brain as this kind of computer that's programmed since birth. And some of our belief systems, they're uninvited, they're unwelcome, but we still have them because they've been programmed in. And with the science of neuroplasticity, like, we know we can train our brain to get into new grooves where mm-hmm. that then becomes our automatic. I mean, the way that I think now is not the way I thought 10 years ago. And I mean, it's remarkable how you can train your brain to achieve success. I like to say your brain can be your best business partner, but it can be the most dangerous neighborhood that you hang out in also. Like, you got to make sure it is working with you, not against you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. Oh, I love that analogy. It's either your best partner or the right. really nasty neighborhood that you don't best really want to be in. So what are some of the mindset traps that you see, like with the clients that you work with, the some of those top mindset mistakes or traps or things people get stuck in, and how do you help them get past that to move forward?
I love this. I love helping people get past these because sometimes we don't even recognize consciously what they are. I think one of the big ones is not knowing exactly what you want out of your business. So it's like not knowing exactly where you're going. And I'll give you an example. So I hear so many times, well, I want to be a six-figure coach. Well, why? Well, that's just what the internet says is like you've made it. Well, is that your definition of success? Maybe your definition is 50,000. Have you sat down with your ideal budget and figured out what you really want? Have you sat down and looked at, but I want to be home with my children 20 hours a week. That is success to me. Have you sat down, maybe it's 200 grand, maybe it's 500 grand. So knowing where you're going is key because then the brain loves specificity. It loves to know where it's going because then it can actually manifest that, it can ask for what it wants, it can share with the world where it's going, and things then conspire kind of magically, right? So mm-hmm. it's almost like if you got in your car, right, which is your vehicle, your business, and you wanted to go to New York City from where I am in Reno, Nevada, I wouldn't just be like, I think I'm going to go east and see if I get there. Like I would plug it in, right? So your GPS system has to be specific and you have to know why you want to get there. So I really help people discover, well, why is it that you want 200 grand? And you know what we get to? We get to, it's a feeling state that they're wanting to achieve. So when you get deep enough into your why, you will realize I actually want the feeling that will give me. And that feeling then starts to motivate you to get out of bed every morning and do the entrepreneur thing, which can mm-hmm. sometimes be difficult, right?
Right.
And so that's one big mindset mistake. So knowing exactly where you're wanting your vehicle to go. So knowing I want a successful business is very different than I want to enroll 10 people into my coaching group, right? If I know I want to enroll 10 people, then my brain can start looking for that, finding those people. Those people can more easily find me, right? Mm-hmm. So the brain, you know, what you focus on expands. So tell your brain exactly where it's going. Another major mindset mistake that I see us making as new business owners or entrepreneurs is this kind of overwhelm of, but who am I like to do this? Like, am I really an expert? And I like to define an expert as if you know, put a couple hundred people in the room, would you know more about your topic than 80% of the people? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And expert status does not just come from a PhD. It does not come from a degree. It comes from every single thing you've experienced as a human being on this planet. So it comes from every book you've read, every YouTube you've watched, every conversation you've had, every workshop you've been to. All of that creates an expert status. And what typically can hang out with that, you know, thought, does the world, you know, am I really equipped to do this? Is, does the world really need another one? You know, mm-hmm. so does the world really need another coach? They're everywhere. I see them everywhere. And there's so many successful people. And I always like to give the example of Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And what if Beyonce had said, does the world really need another singer? Like the world is full of singers, right? Or if Picasso had said, I don't know, like, does the world really need another painting? Or if J.K. Rowling had said, I don't know, does the world really need another book? Like, this is just another book. And so you have to realize that people need to hear your message sometimes through you. Sometimes it's just you showing up. You're the one that showed up. So you're the one that gets to play, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a big one. And then the third one that I see a lot is overwhelm, right? And we get in this day and age, we can just get so inundated with consuming, you know, on social media, and we have so much content available to us, which is so wonderful for growing a business. It's the most wonderful spot to be in history, and it can be paralyzing. Mm-hmm. And so I really encourage people to think of what's called the law of compounded effort, which is basically a little bit every day goes a long way. So get in the practice of kind of flexing your muscles of doing a little bit for your business every day. And over time, those small actions that are easy to do and easy not to do, they're also easy not to do, will add up to massive success. So one carrot doesn't make you healthy, and one Oreo doesn't make you unhealthy. But if you eat them every day for a long enough period of time, you either get massive health or massive disease, right? So that's the same in business. So I'll give you a quick example, Bonnie. When I get on every day and post on social media because my goal is to increase visibility, I literally tell my brain, look at me growing my business. Look at me growing my business. And speak that life over your brain and over your actions. Now, every single post I post, do you think I get a client that says, I want to give you my money and sign up with you? Of course not. But I'm growing what I know is going to serve my clients and my business because I believe the power of the law of compounded effort is working always either for us or against us. So I know it's working for me.
Oh, I love that. And I love that analogy. So it's okay that I eat one Oreo every now and then, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, of course it is.
So, you know, and I always say to people, kind of going back to you're talking about how people need to hear it from you. You need to be the person in the room sometimes. I tell people all the time, and I truly do believe this, that nobody in the whole world can do what you do in the way you do it.
Love that. Love that. Stealing that.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's so true. We don't give ourselves enough, you know, kudos for being unique, for being special, for being us. And that kind of goes back to that mindset of believing in yourself and the worthiness stuff and all of that.
It absolutely does. I always like to say the world just wants you to be you. We just need you to show up and be you. That's it. That's all it's asking you. And you're one decision away from stepping into that. And only you can make that decision.
Yeah. And it's, you know, all about choices.
Related to that, I think confidence can get a little overrated. And what I mean by that is I think that can paralyze people. I will do the thing when I feel confident to do the thing. Mm-hmm. And the science shows us that we have to kind of invite fear along with us and say, we're going to go do the thing to get the confidence.
Right.
So just know, like, just invite fear along for the ride and say, I got this destination I'm going to. And if I don't bring you with, I'll never get there. So I'm going to go speak, or I'm going to go Facebook Live, or I'm going to go tell people that I'm doing this. And then guess what? The confidence comes after. So you've got to sometimes act your way into different thinking rather than try to think your way into different acting.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Well, and actually, I think fear gets a bad rap. I mean, really.
It really does.
Because I think sometimes we need that.
We
do. To push us forward, to motivate us, to make it happen.
Fear just means, oh, something interesting here is happening.
Yeah.
And the brain's like, I don't really like leaving my comfort zone, but I know nothing good happens inside of it. So I'm going to step outside of it because that's what I know is the truth. So here we go, fear. And it just means we're doing something different, unique, exciting. I've learned to also realize the physiology of fear often is excitement. Mm-hmm. So I used to like get hives when I speak, and sometimes I still do. And I'm like, wait, I'm not scared anymore to speak. I like it. Oh, it means I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So I think it does get a really bad rap.
Yeah. So suppose you're like, you're working with a client and okay, we've got the mindset thing down pat. We're good to go. Then what?
So there's this saying, God can't move a parked car. This idea of like, you got to go somewhere with it, right? And you got to take action. One of the spiritual guru, Gabby Bernstein, I'm sure a lot of you have listened to this. She said, inspired action is really action from clean thinking. And I was like, what does she mean by that? And she said, clean thinking is where your mindset is clean, right? Your mindset is what you just said, Bonnie. It's kind of all, it's ready to go. But then the actions have to take place based on that thought process. And then that is really like the 1-2 magic punch. So, you know, the law of attraction is only as good as, you know, your actions behind it. So you could be the greatest person out there, but if no one knows about you, they're not going to be able to work with you.
Yeah.
So then we get into flexing those muscles of inspired, meaningful, strategy-based actions done over time, over a long enough period of time, and then you get massive success.
Yeah, because I mean, even if people have local businesses, because sometimes people will ask me about, well, why do I need an online presence or why do I need to be out there? Because I just have a local business. Even if you have a local business, people are still going to look you up online. So you have to be out there in the world. You have to have that presence, whether it's, you know, both actually is best to have a local presence and an online presence. But I think it's, people can't find you. You're so right, Erin. You're so right that if people can't find you, what good can you do for people? And we're meant to, I think, and this is just a Bonnieism, I guess, it's my belief that we're all meant here to serve. We're meant Absolutely. To be here to serve in some way. And how can we do that if people don't know we exist?
I was just realizing my mindset had totally shifted about this the other day in the shower where I do my best thinking, probably because I quiet my mind. I'm like, oh, that's just where I listen. That's why I get the best ideas. And it was selling my services is simply giving people an opportunity to give me money so they can change their life.
Right.
So if I don't show up and give you the opportunity to change your life, you can't change your life. So mm-hmm. I can't serve you. So absolutely. Being visible is simply serving more. So service mm-hmm. to many leads to greatness for both involved, for both yeah. parties. Yes. So mindset, you know, you have to have the mindset that you're worth being seen to go and be visible, right? I mean, that's where mindset plays mm-hmm. in.
And then to actually do it, to take the action to actually do it.
Yes.
Awesome. You know, we've talked about so many great things. Oh my gosh, I could go on all day with you. I just loved chatting with you.
I could too.
So if, and I know people are busy, everybody's brain is almost full. If people could only remember one thing from our conversation today, maybe it's something we've talked about, and maybe we haven't even gotten there yet, but what's the one most important thing you would like our listeners to leave with from our conversation today?
Well, that's a hard question.
I know it is a hard question. I make all my guests do it.
I know. I love it. I think the best takeaway I can give you is to imagine going similar to if you wanted to totally change your physical body and you totally wanted to get lean and sculpted and blah, blah, blah. You would go to the gym daily. I want you to think of going the importance of going to the personal growth gym daily and think about, well, what would that look like? Who would I need to hire? Who would I need to have come on board to help me train my brain to be my friend and not my foe? How can I go to that personal growth gym to help me have my brain be my best business partner?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. It's, you know, it's one of those things that people think it's so, it's simple and it's not important. And it's just personal growth. Even, I mean, big deal. It's huge.
It's training your brain. I like to call it, there's like science behind greatness. There's a science behind it. Yeah. And I used to think it was woo woo and it was this soft skill. Well, I guess it's a soft skill, but it's required. Mm-hmm. So got to be in the business plan.
Yeah, it's essential. Well, I know I've enjoyed our conversation today, and I know just from talking with you for a little bit, Erin, people are going to want more of you. So how can they get more of Dr. Erin? What's the best way?
You are so sweet. I would love to reach out to anyone that's wanting to upgrade their mindset and improve their bottom line. So there's a couple ways to get a hold of me. One, I'm on Facebook, of course, Dr. Erin Oaksell, and I have an amazing Facebook group community there called Business Owners on Mission. And it's a collection and a community of people going in the same direction as you to the top. I also have a website and a very wonderful offering on there that I would love to offer everyone listening, which is really my three-step strategy, three-step formula for massive success. It really is a compilation and a compilation of everything that I could think of in those three steps of what I took to grow six figures in 6 months to what you can take to get your vehicle to where the destination is that you're driving it to.
Oh, thank you so much for that generous gift, because I think there are a lot of people who would really benefit from that, because, you know, even if it's because they heard, oh yeah, I'll be successful if it's six figures or whatever it is, it's that getting there. And it's all the pieces that not everybody talks about, like we're talking about today. Not a lot of people, maybe more now than a few years ago, but not everybody talks about mindset. You know, it's that foundation. They talk about all the things you have to learn to do. So I think the whole personal development piece and how you're helping people is essential to anyone's success.
Thank you.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation today. And I know that if anyone is interested, I'm assuming that on your website, people can connect with you, send an email or whatever, if they want to chat with you more or.
Absolutely. It's easy peasy, front and center there.
Good. Good. Love to. So, and I might have to have you back on another show just because I enjoy our conversation so much.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Wow.
Yeah. I think we speak some of the same language It resonates with me. So again, I want to thank you for your time. I know you're a busy person. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. And so thank you so much for taking time out to be on the Holistic Entrepreneur today to share your wisdom with all the listeners.
Thank you for what you do, Bonnie.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.